What is up, everybody? Welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is your girl Robbie Simone, and this is Robbie's World. So if you're new here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and hit that notification bell so you can get notified every time I post. All my links will be in the description box below. I mean, is it really below? I mean, this is a podcast. I don't really know. But nonetheless, I promised you guys an update of my life, because I had an emergency doctor's appointment, and then B, my court situation. So with that being said, I had an emergency doctor's appointment. I think I had the court case first, so let's talk about that first. I went to court. It was a court case from 2 years ago. Obviously we had COVID, and it got postponed, and then once that happened, I ended up getting a call for my liver transplant, and I've been waiting 25 years for this transplant. So I got out, and then I think I had a court date, and I wasn't able to move quite yet. I think I was like just getting home, but I still had 42 staples in. So then after that, I decided to, you know, contact the court, and then they postponed it again. So it got moved to this month, August 10th, and it went really well. I was actually super surprised on how it went, because when I went up there, first of all, I went by myself, and I never go to court by myself. Like, I always bring my dad, my sister, something or somebody to, like, give me some leeway when it comes to, like, talking to them. It's like, hey, my sister's here, da-da-da-da, because, you know, they don't want to take you away in front of your family. I mean, at least that's how I think of it, and in all honesty, they really don't care, depending on, excuse me, how bad your, you know, case is. Mine was just a simple violation of probation. I had gotten probation a long time ago, and I've evolved as a person, I've changed as a person, but my violation was because at the time I was not following protocol. I had to go to therapy, I had to go to anger management, and they wanted me to go to like some type of like, I think, substance abuse class. And I don't know why that part, because I only did, you know, weed recreationally. Like, what kid doesn't at that time, you know what I mean? Because I was still very much young, still very much, you know, doing my own thing. You know how teens are. But I had to do that, and I did. The crazy part about it is, like, they threw it out, and, like, spoiler alert, they threw my case out, but they threw it out unsatisfactorily. So that means that if I were to ever get in trouble again, knock on wood, because I'm never putting myself in a position to where somebody can control my life like that again, if probation was considered, they can look up my files and know that I did not follow protocol as far as probation the first time. I never missed a probation date. Even throughout COVID, I still called her all the time. I got on Zoom calls if necessary. I emailed her if necessary. The only thing I didn't do was answer her when she would call me on days that were not my, you know, I have to speak to you days. We didn't get along, so it was just like I wasn't going to let her ruin any other days of my week. It wasn't mandatory that I answer her, you know, all the time. If she's calling me just to get on my nerves, I'm not doing it. You're not going to ruin my day. And that might be my problem, that I have the mindset like that, because it's like, you're basically lost property, da da da. I don't think of it like that. I'm lost property when I'm in jail. But nonetheless, yeah, they ended up throwing it out, and it was kind of scary at first, because like I said, I went by myself, and my public defender, because I did not get a lawyer, this case was not that big of a deal, she kept telling me, like, they can give you 15 days, or they can give you 60 days, and I'm like, I cannot afford to get either one of those, so try to get it thrown out. My probation officer isn't even showing up. So they're like, well, they got her on a Zoom call, and the judge can do whatever she wants with you because you've violated many times before. And listen to the violations. The violations are because, I didn't complete anger management class. But with that being said, I did complete anger management class, during my healing, you know, situation. of, what do you call it, my liver transplant. So I did complete it, and I completed 2 extra hours, and I paid extra money for it. I think it was about like $75, as opposed to me going to something free that pays with my insurance. That was also very much hard to do because I couldn't follow along. She moved way too fast for me. We had to fill out a giant packet, which was completely unnecessary, and then turn it in. We had 3 2-hour classes with a bunch of random people who just, like, would be falling asleep. She'd just get irritated, and it was just, like, a really bad time. Like, my biggest thing was, I want to learn something from this class since I'm taking it, and sis, I wasn't learning jack diddly squat. She was yelling at people 99.9% of the time because they were falling asleep in her class. She was telling us personal stories that we really did not care about. We were like, we're here kind of to fix the anger part, not to hear how angry you were before. She was a really cool person, like, to me, but until my last, my last class, because, like I said, there was three 2-hour classes. The last one, I do not drive, so I took the bus, and my bus was late. Like, all the buses were running late. I got in there, I think it was 7 to 15 minutes late. I think I got there, and, I had to walk the rest of the way. Like, if the bus would have made it there a couple minutes earlier, I probably would have made it within the 5-minute, you know, leeway that she gives us, but I had just missed it, and she was like, I make no exceptions, and just wouldn't let me in the class. So I was just like, you know what, forget it. Like, that's, I don't know, I was really having bad luck that day, because I had already woken up late, so I wasn't dressed properly. Like, I was just, like, I threw on a shirt, threw on some pants, didn't really match, threw on some shoes, ran to the bus stop, and this was, like, years ago, so, and it was super duper hot. Then I'm waiting at the bus stop, I'm thinking that I'm late, and it's the bus that's late, and it was just a bad time. So then I would have to wait till the next session, which was fine at that point, because COVID hadn't happened, and I did not, really, you know, care, because I actually, like the anger management class, and maybe this time I would be able to, like, catch up to everybody, or to what she's saying, because she moves the slides extremely fast. But I did like the course that I chose to take at HCC, which is my community college, because you work at your own pace. You just have to be with, like, you have to, like, if you were to finish early and it's like an 8-hour session, you would just have to go back and read it. But they had so many pages that when I finished early, they just added more, or like they had more to, you know what I mean, they had more stuff to read. It's like there's so much on anger, you know. Anyway, and sorry that this sounds like ugly, I'm literally just waking up, running late, posting podcasts, you know the girl, you know the vibes. Then I want to say, I had another violation because I did have THC in my system, because I was a heavy smoker. Like, I've always been a heavy smoker. I actually stopped once I got to my father's house, because my mom was a smoker and she didn't mind that I smoked, but then my dad is more, you know, clean shirt. I don't know what the metaphor for that is, but my parents work for the government, my dad's high up in his job, he can't smoke, he never really went down that pathway as far as that. It's just not his thing, you know. And so it was different, and I just didn't want to have to, like, leave the house, smoke, come back, and then have them telling me I smell like skunk and all this extra stuff. Like, you always get, like, side comments and extra stuff. Like, they'll know what you're doing and they still got something to say about it. I never understood that, especially when it's different for my brother, but that's a whole nother story. I also violated, I didn't violate all these at, like, one time, I violated them, like, at different times. I also went to the substance abuse class, and honestly, this is the thing that pissed me off the most. It's just, like, I don't need this at all. I don't need it at all. I'm not addicted, I didn't do, like, crazy drug. Like, it wasn't really that bad, like, in my opinion. I wasn't going off the wall crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did to get myself into trouble, but, like, it was a one-time thing. And I don't know. I mean, everybody's gonna have their own opinion about it. But, we were sitting in, like, these small groups, and every Tuesday and Thursday, or, like, I don't know if it was 2 days out of the week or 3 days out of the week, we had to sit in these freaking things, fill out worksheets, tell each other about each other's problems. All you would hear is people complain. And, like, I try to have a positive outlook. Like, if you know me personally, you know that I'm positive Polly. Like, I'm gonna try to make a negative situation a positive. Excuse me, a positive situation. But even when I tried to do it in there, they were like, "No, my cousin died." Okay, well, you know, he's in a better place now. Da, da, da. Well, the refrigerator fell on him, so his brain did. Da, da, da. Like, they just have to, like, keep going. It, like, it's so extra. And 99.9% of them, they went up there to get, like, another drug to mask the other drug. I don't know how that works because I never did those hardcore drugs, but, like, what the F? Like, you could just tell, like, half of them were on something. And it was very much easy to get away with, you know, taking drugs and still doing that class. Most of them that were in there, it was court ordered, so it was just ridiculous, man. It was just something that I would never do again. Like, never. Like, I don't care what happens, send me to rehab, you know? Like, if I ever get to a point where I actually need something like that, send me to rehab, because I'm not doing that. I didn't like it. I didn't like the teachers. I didn't like the atmosphere. I didn't like anything about it. Like, all that stuff, you guys could have made an online class. You could have sent me home with a whole bunch of papers. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not for telling everybody my business, especially, like, random people, because it's just like, you might see them later down the line and they might be, like, at work or something. Like, "Oh yeah, I went to this class with them," because, you know, druggies, they don't have no fear telling all the business or saying just stuff that's out of pocket. That's another thing. I did make a couple friends there, just because, I did have people my age, but most of them were just, like, doing alcohol and stuff like that, and the only reason why they couldn't was because they were in group homes, and I don't know, it was just a lot of people who, like, a lot of teens that didn't really need to be there, in my opinion, and then, like, a lot of adults that should have been there and probably should be in rehab, should not be on the streets. So, yeah, but they ended up throwing it out. My probation officer showed up on a Zoom call, and you could tell that I just was not having it, just because, like, me and her did not ever have a good relationship. That's the funny thing. So it was so shocking for her to be like, you know, I would normally order her 15 to 60 days, but because of her health situation, I just request that we throw it out. You know what I mean? Because she made it seem like, you know, there's really nothing that I can do now. Like, lo and behold, did she know that, like, I can still move, I can still go out, I can still have fun. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know. They threw my case out, and that's all I'm happy about. Because if I would have had to go to jail, I'd have been more mad because A, I wouldn't be able to take my medicine, so my liver probably would reject. B, the beds. The beds are what get me. They're so damn hard. They put this little foam mattress. It's not even foam. It's probably like a whole bunch of freaking cotton balls. And I have trouble sleeping laying on a mattress that has, like, a mattress on top of a mattress on top of, like, this memory foam on top of, like, this little weird foam that we have. That hurts just to sleep on that and wake up every day. So I know for 100,000% fact that I would probably be restless. And then you gotta get up early. The food is gross. Like, I know my priorities are not straight right now when it comes to, like, judging this whole jail situation, but, like, no, I could not do it, y'all. I could not do it. But anyway, they threw it out, and then after they threw it out, a couple days later, I had a, what do you call it? I had a emergency doctor's appointment, and it's literally my own fault. And I went to Johns Hopkins per usual. I already had an appointment the day before my sibling's birthday party, but I went to Johns Hopkins, and they were just like, "Hey, we've had a tacrolimus level of, you know, 12 all the way to like as the highest, and then the lowest being completely undetectable. And like I told you guys on my TikTok, if you're here from TikTok, sometimes I really do have trouble taking it. I've now figured out this method where I keep the tacrolimus right beside my bed, so that way I can just take it and go back to sleep once my alarm goes off, and then like later in the day, I can go ahead and take the rest of my medicine. Because once you take the tacrolimus, you have to wait an hour to eat. But with that being said, if I have lab that day, I can't take any medicine until after my lab work, because they want to see how my tacrolimus, I guess, like sits in my body or whatever. So, prime example, yesterday, I woke up and I just grabbed all my stuff, put my medicine in my bag, and went to LabCorp, got my shot, or got my, gave them blood or whatever, sorry, got my blood work, and immediately right after that, I would take, because they have like a little water fountain, take the tacrolimus. But today's Tuesday, because I get my blood work Monday and Wednesday, and then Fridays that I have to go to the doctor's. But today's Tuesday, so I don't have anything, like, I don't have any blood work. So today I woke up around like 8. I think it was actually like maybe 8:30, 8:45, and took my tacrolimus, but I noticed I was still tired, so I rolled back over and I went to sleep after I took it. And now I just wait until, it's time to take my regular medicine, which has to be spaced apart an hour, and I obviously cannot eat as well. I like to take my medicine, my second dose of medicine, with food, because I take, I think it's over 7 pills, to be honest. Like, I don't know right offhand. I would have to get up, and that would cause a lot of friction because I'm still waiting for my tummy to settle down from me laying all over it and flipping and flopping yesterday. But yeah, I wait, and the latest I'll usually wait is probably like 11, because sometimes it's really just hard to get out of bed. If it's not pain, it's motivation. If it's not motivation, it's laziness, but then after that, I'm good to go. But they basically just reminded me, like, hey, this is a very important medication, XYZ, QRS. And the thing is, she called me literally the day before. The day before, and said everything that she had said. The only thing is, she increased my tacrolimus level by 1 milligram because she wants my levels to be literally perfect. Then she told me that she's gonna take off one of my medications, which is good, but like, you could have did that over the phone. You have my lab work. But with that being said, again, I have to get labs done before I go into my doctor's appointment. So if my doctor's appointment is at 10 o'clock, I have to be there probably by like 8:30, just because like you don't know how long the express testing line's gonna be. But yeah, I give blood, then go upstairs to level 4, into the liver and kidney section, and then have my doctor's appointment, and they do everything based off those levels, answer questions, XYZ, QRS. So that's fine. I don't know. It just pissed me off because it was just like everything you did, we could have did virtually. Like, we did not have to come in here, and y'all know that I live pretty much an hour away from Johns Hopkins, so it was very much pointless. I mean, I understand maybe she wanted to see my face and hear my attitude and stuff like that, but like, you can hear that over the phone because I'm sick of talking to y'all at this point. And another thing is, there's doctors that I have favorite doctors, and then I have doctors that I'm just not really into. I feel like there's some people who really love their job, and there's some people that just do their job. So that was another thing. Like, I just hate talking to people, and I hate when they have like an extra person in that's like, I guess, training or whatever. And I'm just like, dude, no, I have enough people in my business. Like, come on. But that's just me being like a butthole because I knew I was in trouble. But the thing that bothered me the most was the fact that I took my father with me, which he normally doesn't come. He comes for like emergencies, stuff that's like, the major stuff. He doesn't come for like the regular appointments and stuff. you came to the emergency doctor's appointment, and I don't know what the hell was going on, but he was basically pissed off because he's like, Robbie, we really don't need to be here. You had an appointment, you know, literally in two weeks, and they would have lowered everything, blah, 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 blah. I understand your frustration, but what pissed me off was the fact that he decided to, I guess, text his wife, but he accidentally sent it to me. And he, this is the shit that blows me. He even decided to lie about it. He was like, I sent you a text message because I'm angry with you right now. I still love you, but I'm angry with you right now. And, you know, I don't know how to, I don't want to talk if I don't know how to properly communicate, blah, blah, fucking blah. Dude, you could have said that and it would have been fine if you didn't send the text message. But, like, now I know the only reason why you're saying all this is because you accidentally sent me a text message. Like, dude, come on now. Come the fuck on. I'm not fucking Tweedledee and Tweedledum. No. Very much smart over here. And, I don't know. Then when we got in the car, he wanted to ask me dumb questions. Like, what's so hard about taking medicine? Like, obviously I'm fucking lazy. Obviously I'm not motivated. Obviously I'm fucking depressed. You heard what she said. And I just honestly stayed silent. And then he just tried to be nice to me. So then I was just like, whatever. He needed help picking out a present and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm not going to be a bitter bitch all day. Like, I'm not going to ruin my energy for all this. But I can say the best part was getting a phone call. Her FaceTime call from my best friend in the middle of it. Because, I don't know. She just makes my day and my life. But, like, it was the fact that energy was weird. And then she called and she was just like, I'm just checking on you. How's everything doing? How's everything going? And even when I told her, like, my faults and what I did wrong, she was like, just do better, please. Like, she just knows how to communicate so perfect. Not perfectly, but, like, not perfectly. Don't even... Sorry, she just knows how to communicate better than my parents do, and it's so weird, but, like, refreshing to have somebody like that in your life. But with that being said, that's really all that happened. I know that once I have these 2 weeks of, like, some stability and consistency as far as my blood work and taking my medicine consistently, they're gonna lower my dose of tacrolimus, because 9 is too much. Because when I first started, they started me off with 5, and then I went down to 4. I don't know if I'm gonna be the 4 again, but I'm thinking at least 6 to 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, 9 is entirely too much with everything else that I'm taking. Like, I just don't have. I don't know. It's an excuse, but, like, I just don't feel like taking 9. Like, I feel like that's just, like, too many. They are very much small pills, but when you take a lot of pills already and you just shove them down your throat, they get stuck in the middle. It's just super annoying. Also, if the less that I take, the longer the pills last, and Envarsus is very much expensive. So if you want to support, please just hit that support button on the side of the podcast. You have your choice. It's a donation, so it can be 99 cents, $5.99, $9.99, and there's also an option for other. Anything helps at this point. LabCorp, I pay every single time I go, and like I say, I go 2 times a week. I have to pay every visit for John Hopkins. I go once a month, but today I went 2 times a month, simply because of my situation. I am gonna get better, I promise you. I also have to pay for medication out the yin yang. I usually have 2 insurances, but one of my insurances dropped, so everything has just gotten pricier. I'm also trying to eventually get out of my parents' home, because who wants to be 25 living with their parents, number one. Number two, just not even 25, 26, because I turned 26 September 10th, literally pretty much a month from today. Not today, because it's actually a little bit past that, but y'all know the vibes. But I think that I covered pretty much everything as far as that goes. Probably overshared a little bit, but you guys love that. It's been taking me so long just to clean up my room, and I still have not finished. It's very much hard to get everything together, because I don't want to... I probably mention this every podcast, but I don't want to purchase things to get comfortable here. It's just going to make me more comfortable, and I'm not trying to be comfortable. somewhere where I'm not really comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'll be looking out for the next podcast. Hit me up on all my socials. On our road to 10K on TikTok. So, you know, let me know. Tell me what's up. No, follow me. For real. Follow me. I need it. I need it. Sorry. I'm still waking up. Like, I'm literally still in bed. Literally didn't even wipe the crust out of my eyes. Didn't brush my teeth. But yeah. Peace out, Cubs gal. Love, peace. Hair grease. I'm out. I don't really know what that was, but I'm just gonna let you know I'm gonna leave now because that was super cringy. Like. Okay. I'm trying to. Alright, for real now. Bye. What the f- Okay, bye.